Korban Pesach is on Erev Pesach. If the Erev Pesach comes out on the weekday, so you could roast it right after the Shechita, you could start roasting it. Is Mevi'in Shvud. If you take a spit, Shel Rimon. It should be made out of wood. It's not a metal one, made out of wood. And which type of wood? From a pomegranate tree. We'll see in the Gemara why punks the wood of a pomegranate tree. V'toichvoy l'toich piv. And you stick this long stick into the mouth of the limb. Ad beis b'kavosai. It goes straight through the mouth, straight through the whole body, and comes out the other side, through the kavosai, towards the backside. V'noisein es kroyov v'yes b'nei meyov l'toichai. You take krov, that's its legs, that you, this you pull off the legs, and you put it inside the animal. V'yes b'nei meyov, the inside, the kishkas also. First you take them out to wash them off, and then you put them back inside. This is the way you have to roast the Korban Pesach. Because the Pasuk says, Ki'im tzli'esh, roishoy al krov v'al kirboy. You have to roast the Korban Pesach, the whole thing together. It has to be with its head, al krov, with its legs, v'al kirboy, with the insides. So the first man the animal holds, you put the legs and the insides back inside the animal. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili. That's what Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds. That's the way you have to roast the Korban Pesach. Rabbi Akiva Leimer, no kimin bishel huzer. It's no good to stuff up the animal. You can't put the legs and put it inside the animal, or take the kishkas out and then put it back in again. Because when you put something inside the animal, inside it's going to look like it's bishel. It's like you're cooking it inside. It's like the hollow of the animal is like a pot, and you put the kishkas back inside, you're like cooking up the insides in this pot. See, oh, that's also to do. You can't put the kishkas back inside the animal or the legs back inside the animal. Ella, what's the etzah? Toilin chutzalo. You have to hang it on the shvud, on the spit, on top of it. Like the muscle, first you take the spit, you put the animal this way, it goes through the head, it comes down the other side, and on top of the spit now, you put on top of this the krov, you put the legs, and on top of that, you put the b'nei mayim. But not that you stuff it inside the animal, but rather let it all be on top of the shvud on this long spit. Then it's all considered roasted. There's no shame, bishul, nothing's being cooked. Because the Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to cook. It all has to be tli'esh. It has to be roasted only on the fire. Here's what Rabbi Kiva holds. Yeah. Like Rashi. Ketzat tzolen shvud shorimun temeforsh begemoro. Noisnet krov kedechsiv tli'esh roishayal krov. Kulai kiechud mashm. You have to roast the whole Korban Pesach together. So Rabbi Kiva holds, this is called kimin bishluzer. Shemavasho b'nei meyav metoichoi. You are like cooking the kishka that you're putting back inside the animal. It's like putting it inside a pot. So that's also to do. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva says the way you roast it is, Teilun chutzlo. Teichvim bishvud lamala mipiv shokler. You put it on top of the spit, where on top of the where the behemoth finished already, that's where you put the krov and the b'nei mayim. Right, so the Mishnah says, Ein teilun esa pesach loy al hashvud. It means you can't use a metal Rosh Hashanah barzel. You can't use a metal spit to roast it on. We'll see in the Gemara why. And Rashi says the reason was, of course, the Gemara, Shamatchis mischame miktsose mischame kuloi. Because metal, if half of it gets hot, it automatically, the heat travels through the metal, so the whole metal becomes hot. So when you have this spit made out of metal, the outside piece that's near the fire is going to become hot. When this becomes hot, it makes the whole metal hot. So now the inside metal that the meat is around is also becoming hot. So the inside of the meat, you know why it's going to get roasted? Because of the metal. The metal is going to roast the inside piece of the meat. The outside piece of the meat is going to be roasted from the tzliyesh, from the fire. But once the metal gets hot, the inside metal will also be hot, and the meat right around it will become hot from the metal. And that's also. The Torah says tzliyesh. It has to only be roasted from fire and not tzli machmas dabar acher. It can't be roasted from a metal, even though the metal was heated up from the fire, that's no good. Therefore, you have to make sure the spit that goes inside the animal is only made out of wood. By wood, we say, what becomes hot is only the outer part of the wood, that's out of the animal. But the inner portion never becomes hot. Therefore, what's roasting the animal? Only the fire itself, not the inside wood. Therefore, the Mishnah says, Ein selas apes le'al ha-shvud. You can't use a spit made out of metal. For lo'al ha-afkalo, you can't use grates. Rashi says grill. Rashi grillish balaz. A grill made out of metal at the same time. They put a grill, the grill will become hot, and the grill itself will be roasting the Korban Pesach, which is awesome. The Torah says Sli Eish and nothing else. Omar Rav Tzadik, Maaser Rav Gamliel, Shoma Latevi Avdoi, he told his slave, Tevi, say Vitzololonu as a Pesach, Alho Askula. He told him, you could roast my Korban Pesach, and you could use a grill. So see in the Gemara why he argues, why he holds a grill is mutter. But the Tanakhama says, no, a grill is also to use for the same svara. Because it's the metal that's going to be heated up, then the metal is going to be roasting the Korban Pesach, and that's also. The Pesach says, Sli Eish, only fire can roast it and nothing else. So the Gemara, V'nei Shomatris. What's beyond the Mishnah? Why can't the spit be made out of metal? Why do you have to use it out of wood? And the Mishnah says, a Shavut Shavimon. When you roast the Korban Pesach, you have to use a spit made out of a pomegranate tree. Why not Shomatris? And the Gemara, Aydi Dicha Miktsosoin. Because if you have a metal piece, the outside of the metal that's out of the animal, it's in the fire, becomes hot. And the klal is by metal, the cham miktsosei cham kuloi. When a little part of the metal becomes hot, automatically the whole piece of the metal becomes hot. Ukomatvei machmas hashvud. Therefore, the inside, the part where we're saying the korban pesach, you take this big spit and you put it straight through the whole korban. So the piece of the metal that's inside the korban now, when the outside metal becomes hot from the fire, makes the whole spit hot. So the inside of the metal is hot now. The inside of the metal, that's what's going to roast the inside portion of the behemoth. And that's awesome. For Achmon Omer, the Torah says, Sli Eish, where you have to roast the korban pesach only from fire. Fire has to be what's roasting it. For Lloyd Sli Machmas Dov Racher, and not if you have a hot piece of metal. Even though the metal was heated up from fire, but now it's a hot metal, that's what's roasting the inside of the meat, that's possible. Therefore, you're only allowed to use a spit made out of wood, because by wood, we don't say the inside of the wood gets hot. The inside of the wood stays normal temperature. So what's cooking, what's roasting the animal? Only the fire. That's why you have to use wood. Fred Gemara, V'nei shel dekel. Why does the Mishnah say Shvut Shorimon has to be a pomegranate tree? Why can't you use a palm tree? Use a branch of a palm tree. And the Gemara, Aydi Diyispe Shivi, since it has cracks, Rasha, or canals. Rasha Shivi means canola, canals. Shalsu Shura Shuris. There are lines going straight down like canals, and the branch is Mafik Maya. We're afraid when you start to roast it, the water of the branch will come out. The heavy kemavushal. And when the water is going to start touching the Korban Pesach, that portion is going to be like cooked. Like you're cooking water there, so it's the water is going to cook the Korban Pesach, and that's possible. The Torah says only Sli Eish, it has to be roasted, and it can't be cooked. So you can't use wood from a palm tree, because when you heat up that wood, the water of it's going to come out, will make it a shame bishul. Fredrik Mara good, Abba Venezi Shotaino. Why can't I use a fig tree? Let me use the branch of a fig tree. There are no canals, no stripes on the branches. And the Gemara, Aydi de Mechalchol, since it has a hollow, like the inside of it, Mafik Maya, it also makes water come out of it. And if water comes out while you're roasting the Korban Pesach, it's as if you're cooking the Korban Pesach, which is possible. The Korban has to only be roasted and no water involved. Rashi says, Mechalchol, Keit shel arovam v'shel ego sheish lem moyach mibifnim. It has like marrow inside. In other words, a fig tree, inside the wood, there's a hollow part where it has some juice inside it. So we're afraid when you heat up this wood, the inside juice will start to come out, and that will make it bishul, and that's awesome. For the Gemara of Anasi shel olun, take oak tree, or el shachora from boxer tree, the shel shikma or shikma tree. What's wrong with these branches? Hey, these branches are not like hollow, it has no marrow inside. There's no like juice inside, so what's wrong with them? And there it is, Aydi diyispe kitri, since they have knots on them, mafik maya, water will come out. Hey, the knots are like a break in the branch, so if you ever have a knot in the branch, there when you heat it up, the water will come out of these knots. So drashi olon, yishkosh, Aydi diyispe kitri, oboyle meshinu, in order to make it into a spit, you have to smooth out these knots, you have to like chop them off first. Bisakina, with a knife, mafik maya, derech mokem chitach. So since you have to cut to smooth out this branch, you have to cut off the knots, so when you cut it there, you're going to make a crack in the wood, that's going to make it that when you heat up this wood, the water will come out of it. Is the heavenly Pesach Mavushal? May it be possible, because that's going to make the Pesach cooked, and you're not allowed to have a cooked Pesach. Freddy Gemara, Oy Bazoi, May, Shedemar Sharim Oynami Ispe Kitri. Why does the Mishnah say you have to use from a pomegranate tree, use its branches also has knots in the branch. So you're going to have to smooth out the knots. You have to cut it off. So when you cut off a tree, you're going to have the water coming out of it. The Teretz says, Shia Kitri. Teretz says the knots on a pomegranate tree are very soft. Strash Shia Kitri. You don't even have to smooth it out with a knife. They're smooth the way they are. So if you want to use it for a spit, you don't have to first like cut off these knots. Now you could use the branch the way it is. So you take this whole branch, you didn't cut it at all. So if you stick it into the Korban Pesach, when you roast in the Korban Pesach, the inside of the wood is not going to become that hot. It's not going to make tzli machmesh the wood. And since there are no cuts at all in this wood, no water will come out of it. Prati Gemara. But that's one teretz. Yevibayi same another teretz is binavgo bar shosa. Talking about a young pomegranate tree, only 1 year old. The less be kitra, a young tree, its branches doesn't have any knots in the wood. Therefore, it's a smooth piece of wood the way it is. You don't have to cut into it. So then, no water will come out of it while you're roasting with it. Strashi binagva bar shosa, netiya bar shosa, 1 year old branch. Freddy Gemara. Good, the branch itself is smooth. You don't have to cut off any knots. But how did you cut the branch off the tree? You have a long piece of wood. Now using this wood for a spit, but you had to cut it off the tree. So the mokum where you cut the branch off the tree, there the wood is open. So why aren't we afraid when you roast the Korban Pesach, the wood, the water is going to start coming out through the mokum you cut off the branch? The mafik lebe paski levar. You have to be very careful that the point of the wood, which was cut off, that has to be sticking outside the Korban Pesach. It can't be that end as goes through the meat. It has to be that end as like your handle. So therefore, the water that will run out while it's being cooked, roasted, will take a drip to the floor. But it won't go into the Korban Pesach. In other words, the makom, you have the behema like this on it, and this here is the part that was cut off the tree. So it goes, you hold it down like this. So the water that will drip out of the branch will just drip down. The Korban Pesach is around the spit on top of it. Therefore, no water will come out. But the rest of the branch is a smooth branch. You don't have to cut off any knots of the branch. That's why the Mishnah says you have to use a branch from a pomegranate tree. So the Mora Masni said the like Reb Yehuda. Our Mishnah goes not like Reb Yehuda. The Tanya we learned in a Braisa. Reb Yehuda Leimer. Kishem Sheshvut Shel Eitz. Einoi Nisraf. The same way when you use this spit made out of wood, it doesn't get burnt up. Kach shvud shel matras. The same thing if you use a metal spit, he holds the smutter. Einu masiach. He holds the middle part of the metal does not get heated up. Because he doesn't open the svaram. Cham mitzosa cham kuloi. So if you have this spit, this metal spit, since you have the Korban Pesach over most of it, the part that the Korban Pesach is around makes it that it never gets hot inside there. True, the outside piece of metal that's on top gets hot from the fire, he holds only this portion gets hot. But you don't say cham mitzosa cham kuloi. This part is hot, not the inside. So therefore, he holds a smutter to use a spit made out of metal to roast the Korban Pesach. Because the inside of the metal that the behemer is inside doesn't become hot. Just like wood, you don't say the whole thing becomes hot. Who would then buy metal? He holds the whole thing does not become hot. Omruloi, the chom said back to you to know. Ze cham mitzosa cham kuloi. By metal, if any piece of the metal becomes hot, automatically we hold the whole piece of metal becomes hot. Mashenkin wood, here we don't have the svarim. If a half of the wood got hot, only that part stays hot. The other part it doesn't have a shame cham, it's cold. So if you hold even by metal it's mutter, and our Mishnah is not like if you our Mishnah is by metal, you can't use a metal spit. Because when you have the metal in the fire, the outer portion of the metal become hot. That automatically makes the whole metal hot. And the piece of metal, when the hot metal is touching the Korban Pesach, that metal is going to roast the Korban Pesach. And that's possible. Right. The nice and that's true. So the Mishnah says, what a Tanakama, that when you take the Korban Pesach, the bottom portion of its legs, that for some reason, by says you have to pull off the Korban Pesach. So the Miri explains that you can't take a knife and break it, because there's an Issa Shvira Setzim. You're not allowed to break any bones of the Korban Pesach. So he says on the bottom portion of the leg, like from the ankle and bottom, it's only attached by veins. So you're allowed to cut the veins. He says cutting veins is not an Issa Shvira Setzim. You're only not allowed to break a bone of a Korban Pesach. So the Bais of the Torah says like that you have to put a Sli Eish, Al Kurov vi Al Kirbo. Al Kurov means the legs have a separate din. You're supposed to pull the legs off the animal, and then it's a machlokes, how do you roast the legs? Do you put the legs inside the animal, or do you leave the legs on top of the spit? But I call part of the legs, you have to pull off the animal. So Miri says it doesn't mean you chop it off, because that would be an issa shmiras etzem. It means it's only attached by the veins, so the veins you're allowed to cut. You're supposed to cut the veins there and pull the leg off, and what do you do with the leg? A machlokes the Mishnah. The Tanakama says you put it inside the animal, and the Bekiva says no, that will be called bishul. Now the Yetzer is you have to tzaleya roasted on top of the shvud, on top of the animal. So Mishnah says, the Gemara says, Tanya, Rabbi Yishmoel kareyo toich toich. His Rabbi Yishmoel goes like the Tanakama of our Mishnah, like Rabbi Yosef Glili, that you are allowed to put the bnei mayov and the legs inside the animal. So even though it like makes noises, it looks like it's cooking, he holds that's not called cooking though, because it's al tzliyesh. But Kerei, we call the noise toich toich. It's like bubbling inside there. Rabbi Tarfin called, what? How would he call the way you roast the Korban Pesach? Kereyo gedi makulis. He called it a kid makulis that has a helmet over it. Whereas he holds like a mekiv in the Mishnah, that you're not allowed to put the bnei mayav and the legs inside the animal, because that will become like it's being cooked inside there. But rather you put the whole animal in, you put the spit through the mouth, and it goes through the other side of the animal, and then on top of the animal, you put the kroyev like a helmet on top of the animal. So he called it a gdi makulis. Makulis is always lashon of a helmet. You have a helmet on top of the gdi. That's because he holds like a b'kiv in the Mishnah, that the kroyev, the legs, and the kishkes, you can't put back inside the animal. It looks like you're cooking it up in there, but rather you have to put it on top of the shvud. So it's like a covering to the animal, to the kid, to the Korban Pesach. It's like a helmet on top of the head. That's what they called the Korban Pesach. That's the machlokes the Mishnah, Rabbi Yosef Glili and Rabbi Akiva. Tana Rabbanan, Eizeo gedi mekulis, the osalecho b'leil Pesach b'zman hazeh. What's called a kid that you're roasting like they did in the Beis HaMikdash, that you're not allowed to do it b'zman hazeh, because it looks like eating kotshim b'chutz. So what type of roasting are we not allowed to do b'zman hazeh today? Kol shetzaleyo kulo kechet. If you roast the whole animal altogether, that's an issa, because that's the way they did by the Korban Pesach. What about nechtech l'menu ever? Let's say you chopped off one limb, then it's mutter ready, because that will be possible for Korban Pesach. That's not the way you roast the Korban Pesach. So if you roast half of the animal at a time, that will be mutter. What about nishlak l'menu ever? Let's say you cooked one limb of the animal. Also, ein zeh gedi mekulis. That's not called the kid that has a helmet, that's doimut to Korban Pesach. Therefore, it's mutter to do b'zman hazeh. His our minig is, we don't eat any roasted meat at all Pesach by night, by the Seder. But Mikra Adin by Zetan holds, what's osir only if you roasted the whole animal together. Then it looks like a kotchim, and if you eat it b'zman hazeh, people will think eating kotchim b'zman hazeh. So the Gemara Nehavimina was, the two things that are mutter is, either you cut off a limb, or else when you cut it off, you cook the limb. Fred the Gemara, what do you need cooking two things for? Hash the yesh loyman nechtech v'menu aver. If maduch, you say first, if you just cut off one limb, you cut off one arm, it's mutter ready. Tiyaf agav the komat v'le badei. Even though now you roast it together, but since you cut off the whole arm, it's possible for Korban Pesach. Or marta loy, you said it's not osir. That's mutter to do. So nishtrek mi boi. Hey, the meaner is, it said you have to cut off one limb, and then if you cook that limb also it's mutter. For the Gemara Madrich, if you just cut off the limb, it's mutter even if you roast that limb. So avad if you cook the limb. Pshit it's mutter. You're doing two things. You cut off the limb and you're cooking it. Avad it's mutter. What does the price have to say it for? Amar Rav Sheshes, it means like this. She'er sholko b'mechuber. It means two chedushim. Either you cut off a limb and then taka you roasted that limb, still it's mutter to do b'zman hazeh, because the Korban Pesach has to be roasted altogether. Or else, even if you're roasting the whole korban, you didn't cut off anything. But first you took the leg, the arm, and put it into a pot, and cooked up the arm. And now you take the animal out of the pot, that only the arm got cooked up. And now you roast those things, that's also mutter. Because since one part of it was cooked, so for Korban Pesach that's possible, therefore you'll not eat it b'zman hazeh. It doesn't look like eating kotchim b'zman hazeh. It's only osir if you have the whole animal together, roasting the whole thing. That's what's osir. Amar Rav Sheshi says, Amar Rabba, Hai Muliaisa Sharya, a new halacha. Let's say you have an animal, and you didn't make malicha yet. You shechted the animal,
and you want to go eat it. So the loch, you're allowed to roast it. Tzli is mati. You don't have to make malicha. A way you get the blood out of the animal, if you roast the animal, roasting tzli is mati even without malicha. That's the blood comes out. When you roast the meat, it automatically makes the blood drip out, and you can kash the meat that way also. What about if you take this kid, you take this animal, and you put stuffing inside it. You put another piece of meat inside the animal, and you roast it the way it is right now. What's the locha? Do we say, since the inside meat, when you start roasting it, its blood is going to drip out of it, and where is it going to go? It's going to go into the piece of meat outside. So that should be usur. Because if the outer meat gets the blood of the inside meat, it should become usur. So what's the locha? So high miliyais of filling. If you want to put some meat inside an animal, and you want to roast it together now, sharya, he'll still its mutter. You're allowed to eat this meat. We say all the blood drips out, and no blood is inside. Omalei abaya, for the abaya kasher, why? V'akabola dama. What do you mean the blood drips out? The inside meat, true. When the inside meat is roasting, roasting meat makes the blood drip out of it. But when it drips out of the inside meat, it goes into the outer meat. So the outer meat now is being belay, is going to swallow up that blood. So it should be also to eat the outer meat. For the more, v'akabola dama. It's swallowing up the blia. The blood, it's hot now. You're roasting it all together. So the inner blood should go into the outer piece of meat. Like you have this piece of meat inside this piece of meat. So the inside meat, the roasting makes the blood come out. It goes into the outer meat. So the outer meat should be treif. It should be also teeth now. The blood is going in there. How do you say it's mutter? And the Gemara, the Teretz is, or Malay, the Klal is, kiboleya kach poltoi. The same way the blood went into this outer meat, the same way it goes out. That's the halacha we say by tzli. Whenever you're roasting something by tzli, we always say, kiboleya kach poltoi. The same way it goes in, the heat makes it go out of here. The question is, where does it go though? Where does it go? There's no place to go. So Rashi says the avir burns it up. Like the heat burns it up. That's what we say. With Saka true, the blood came out of the inner piece of meat and went into the outer piece of meat. But the same way it went into the outer piece of meat, it goes out of it. Where does it go to? The ear, the hot ear, burns it up. So that's why it's mutter. We don't say no blood ends off in the outer piece of meat. Whatever comes in, kavaleya kach potoy. By tzli, you say the same way it goes in, it goes out. Trashi baramashi potoy, lechutz, it throws it out. Vishoyavoy choymor. And the heat of the fire, like, burns it up, so we consider as if no blood is in here. That's what Rabba says. So the Mara name of Messiah, will bring a raya to Rabba from our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, how do you roast the Korban Pesach? Noisen es krov, yes b'nei meyev l'toychoy. The Tanakam Rabbi Yosef really holds, you're supposed to take these legs and put it inside the animal and you roast it together. Now you didn't make any malicha yet. You weren't murdered the animal yet. So you have a piece of meat that has blood inside it. So my time, why is the mutter to eat the Korban Pesach? The chura, the blood of the legs should come out of the legs and go into the animal. It should become usher. My time, a lot, isn't it? Mishum Yarmina that we say, kebaleya kach poltoi. The same way the blood goes into the kid, goes into the lamb, hua, then it goes out. You see, a raya by tzli, we say, kebaleya kach poltoi. The same way it goes in, it goes out. Amri the Gemara says, no, maybe it's different here. Shani hosom. Kivon diika beis hashchita. We're talking about here that you shechted the animal, and the machalchi. And we're talking about the way you roast it is, that you have the animal stuck this way. You take the shvud, we say, you put it through the head of the animal, and this one, then you hang it this way. So the maisa, the head is hanging down. So all the blood, when you're roasting it, all the blood, you say, that comes straight down. Like there's a hole here. You made a shchita on the neck. So you have like the neck open. So all the blood of the animal travels through the animal and comes down. So maybe here it's mutter. That's this lashon. Hey, shani, kivon diika beis hashchita, you have the hole of the beis hashchita, we yeshechted it, you cut off the head, the machalka, there's a hole there, is made divdaizi. We'll say all the blood.